Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now for a closer look at the political fallout of the president contracting the coronavirus. It's shaken up the presidential campaign, as we know, with just 4 weeks to go before Election Day. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has reaction now from New Hampshire, one of the states the president is counting on to help him win.
Voters in New Hampshire are used to talking politics. After all, this is the home to the first-in-the-nation primary, and it's considered a battleground. So for a small state, it gets a lot of attention. But in a turbulent election year that has been full of unexpected drama, nobody expected to be talking about President Trump being stricken by the coronavirus a month before the election.
To be honest, I don't know what to think, and I'm not sure that a lot of people do, or everyone's just trying to figure it out right now.
This is Molly Bolick from Loudoun, New Hampshire. She was strolling along Main Street in Keene yesterday, enjoying the sunshine on a cool autumn morning. She says she's not a Trump supporter, but does hope the president recovers.
I mean, I don't want to see anyone die from coronavirus, whether it's a family member or the president. It's obviously strange given the amount of safety and healthcare that he has access to, but also given how cavalier he's been and obstinate. It's not surprising, although it is still a little surprising.
Several people referred to the irony of a president who routinely underplayed the danger of the virus only to be infected by it. Trump mocked Joe Biden for wearing a mask. He held rallies with big crowds of supporters who were mostly unmasked and claimed falsely the pandemic was ending even as infections and deaths continued to climb.
And hopefully we're at the end of this horrible China virus. Came from China. They should have stopped it, and they did.
This was Trump speaking outside of Manchester, New Hampshire this past summer. Among other things, he said professional football should start back up and characterize the virus in a way that sounds particularly ironic today.
These are young, strong guys. They're not going to be affected by the virus. If you look at it, it's generally older people that have heart conditions, that have diabetes, that have problems.
And as it turns out, older people like the president, who fortunately has access to the best health care in the world. Back on the streets of Keene yesterday, most people expect the president will recover. And some wondered if this experience might change his view of just how dangerous the virus is. Shane Bell from the Keene area says that won't happen.
He's almost certainly going to go on about how it wasn't all that bad and, you know, try to downplay the numbers again.
You don't think this will teach him a lesson?
Absolutely not.
Bell is not a supporter of the president. A number of passers-by who were didn't want to be recorded yesterday. Trump campaign officials say the president has taken reasonable precautions during his campaign events. And Jim Lyons, a Trump supporter and chairman of the Massachusetts Republican Party, says the president shouldn't be faulted for holding those large, mask-free rallies.
The president is telling us that we still have to live our lives. We do have to be careful about it. But I think to make it into a story that somehow, because the president was out, you know, reaching out to people during political rallies, somehow we should say that that was wrong. I'm not going to go down that road. I don't believe he was wrong.
But most Americans do, according to a new Reuters Ipsos poll. It found that 65% of respondents agreed with this statement. If Mr. Trump had taken coronavirus more seriously, he probably would not have been infected. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.